Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins.
And so on the subject of prayer, I guess there's been more Christian books written on prayer than any other subject. And I don't know how many books on prayer you may have read, but even after the ones I've read, I still find myself saying to God, teach me to pray, because I think prayer never stops, our prayer life never stops developing with God. I can remember, it was late last year actually, I meet with a group of ministers on a Tuesday morning, and with one or two of them I'd kind of journeyed for quite a number of years, and we were just chatting about how our prayer life and style had changed over the years. And it was quite interesting actually, because quite often we don't talk about how we pray, and we are all different. Some of us might have similar styles, but others' styles might kind of vary quite a lot. But it was interesting as we spoke to one another how our styles in some way are developed with age, and with, I guess, maturity in God. I think in the early days of ministry we were kind of conquering the world with our prayers, and they were kind of prayers of Elijah. Not that we've stopped praying such prayers, but it was almost as if every prayer was kind of conquering and taking the world type of prayer. And now kind of 30 plus years down the line, it's as if our prayers are more relationship with God as Father, and developing a deeper understanding of the Father's heart and God's heart for us. So the Lord's Prayer, as you know, is said by millions of people around the world, and it was given to the disciples when they made that request, teach us how to pray. And God willing, over these next couple of weeks, we'll just go through the Lord's Prayer phrase by phrase. And one of the key aspects of the Lord's Prayer, which we'll come to in a few days, is that of forgiveness. And I know that we've touched on this at other times, but we'll come to that again as we go through the Lord's Prayer. But first of all, just the opening, Our Father. Our Father. I'm aware, kind of working in a school, that when I use the word Father, it means so many different things to so many of our students. There are some of our students who have the experience of having a good, loving father, and there are many students who have an experience of an absent father, and their father isn't there. So it's quite varied. But when we look to God as our Father, it reminds me of three things. A, relationship. And Paul tells us we can cry, Abba, Father. And when we come to faith, we're told that we come in to a relationship with God and seeing God as our Heavenly Father. We have a relationship with God. It's not a theory. It's a relationship, a living relationship. And every relationship should grow in its understanding of one another and in the experience and the love that they have for each other. Our Father, we have a relationship with God. One of the other expectations of a father is provision. I know over the last 50 years, times have changed, but you go back longer than that, and usually you would have the saying that the man is the breadwinner for the home, that the father goes out and earns the money and feeds the family. I say things have changed, but still within that role of parent, there's that provision. And again, what we find in the Lord's Prayer is that faith to believe that God will provide. Whatever situation, God will provide. And even in the midst of this COVID-19, God is providing for people. And sometimes God provides through other people, like we've been giving food out to people. That's God's provision. But also in the spiritual sense, you know, some people are living on their own. People like Penny and Marilyn and others are living on their own. But God can bring that presence, that companionship, that comfort into the, you know, into the family, on because God wants to provide for us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And God does provide those things for us. And something that we all look for within the family is security. We tend to feel safe in our own homes. We feel safe in what is familiar. And for God, as our Heavenly Father, He brings relationship, He brings provision, and He brings security. But let me just say, on the point of security, God and faith isn't an insurance policy against all ills. Sean and myself were just talking about people that we know, Christians, good, strong Christian people, ministers, and in particular, Ely ministers. And there was one at the early onset of this virus, guy from Ireland who was brought through, and he kind of shared his testimony of how God, in a detailed way, had provided for him. And many of us listened to that testimony. And then a month later, I get an email from head office saying that another of our ministers has died from the virus. So the security that we have is that security of our soul. Nothing or no one can separate us from the love of God. It's not an insurance policy against all ills. It's a security that God gives us, a peace beyond understanding in each step of our lives. So as our relationship with God, that provision and that security comes through our Father. And each time we pray, it's good to start off with that realization. I'm in a relationship, that's why I'm praying. I'm not in the army, and I'm not following instructions because I'm in the army. You know, you don't have a relationship with your sergeant major. You just kind of listen to his shouts. It's not that type of relationship with God. He's our Heavenly Father, and He longs to provide for us, and He gives that security of soul and of mind. And just kind of a few simple things. This is a simple start to such an important prayer, addressing God as our Heavenly Father. And therefore, we should pray, recognizing that we are praying to God Almighty, who is in heaven. We are praying to the Creator of this universe. We are praying to the God of Abraham and Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of Daniel. And this same God, through Jesus, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way that we can pray to God is because of what Jesus has done on the cross. Jesus acts as a bridge between us and God, and we can approach Him with complete confidence. Some religions think you've got to perform all sorts of rituals, and you've got to go through other people before you get to God. But the Christian faith says that it's Jesus, and Jesus alone is the way to the Father. And we approach Him just as a child approaches his loving father. And again, for those of us who have had the privilege of being fathers, our children, particularly when they were young, they just trusted us in so, so many ways. And I don't know, even to this day, when I see a young dad throw their little one up in the air, my heart's kind of goes a little faster, even though kind of 30 years ago, I was doing the same thing with complete confidence that I would throw her up in the air and I would catch her. When I see another parent doing, I think, what if they slip? What if, you know? But it's the confidence in the child, and the child is laughing and the child is smiling because the child knows that he or she is going to land in her dad's arms, and they are strong and they are safe and they're going to protect her. And so however long we've been Christians, we still approach God with that childlike faith, that childlike confidence. Sometimes as we get older, our praying gets more complicated, but we need to recapture that childlike faith in coming to God. And we should never treat God, as somebody has said, as a cosmic vending machine. You know, it's not as if we put our prayers in and we get a selection of a spiritual Mars bar or a spiritual packet of crisps, that we've only got to, you know, put our spiritual money into the slot and God will just flick it off the rails of heaven and it'll just fall on our lap. We seek his will. We seek his face. J.I. Packer says this, and I'll close with this. To know God as our Father, our almighty loving Father, is the highest, richest, and most rewarding aspect of our whole relationship with him. To know God as our Father is the highest, richest, and most rewarding aspect of our whole relationship with him. Our Father. Let's take that thought with us today and meditate on that fact that God is our loving, caring, heavenly Father.